Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Wow, we're late on the Top 5 of 5. That's on me. It's actually on Herb. The Top 5 of 5 is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
A lot to get to on this Top 5 of 5. Come for the jokes early in the Top 5 of 5, but stay for how one member of this radio station sounded in the 80s. As we've uncovered some audio.
Audio of somebody on this station in the 80s.
Yes.
Who could it even be?
That's a radio tease, baby.
Okay, all right. Number 5.
So the 5 things that we need to explore more of. Starting at number 5. Am I saving the youth of my neighborhood? Yes. No. I'm a neighborhood guy now.
By doing what?
Halloween coming up on Friday. Looking forward to it.
Horrible decision.
And while everyone out there is getting all the main sugary candy, I made the executive decision in our household to go all organic. And
what?
I'm giving out organic gummy bears on Friday. Organic fruit sticks.
Dude,
I saw the fruit stick thing. I'm like, that's not even candy.
Are you serious?
He is.
I'm going to tell you.
I know.
I'm glad you put this out over the air.
His first year in the new neighborhood.
The first year in the new neighborhood, and this is what you're starting with.
Why don't you give him pennies?
Or
start
raisins.
Saving the
account. Raisins.
Give him raisins or something.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just a little cleaner. I know
Nobody
there's still sugar in it.
Nobody wants your organic fruit
You're
or
getting
candy.
The organic gummies. You're
nobody,
getting the organic gummies.
Wants that nonsense.
Ugh.
Listen, they already get that's their parents' job. It's not your job.
It's for the greater good.
It's not your job to do that, man.
Greater good, they're not even going to eat it.
Exactly.
The greater good, they're going to dump it. This is what happens. The kids get home, they dump the candy out, and they're going to see your dumb
organic fruit snacks.
Dude, if you want to give that to your kids,
right?
Fine.
No, because he knows Walker's not going for that either, man.
Yeah, Walker's going to be eating.
No sugar. He had sugar the other night at the neighborhood party. It hasn't been the same in 2 days. Been out of control, pulling his brother hair.
Also, it's not like the organic gummy bears are good for anyone.
But listen, you feel a little cleaner conscious. Put your head down at night. I'll rest my head down on my pillow on Friday night, knowing that I did the best thing I could for my neighborhood.
I hope those kids egg your house.
Yeah.
I hope Gio has a.
She's on board.
No, she's on board
she
with this.
She told me, yeah.
This is
we are making an executive decision at our house. But we're not stooping to the level of getting me out the old school candy. We're going organic.
If you want to drive to South Jersey and get your kid eggs to throw at Jack's house, I will have them at my house as well.
Wow.
Yep.
Organic fruit snacks? Yep. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you should see the picture. He sent me a picture of it.
Yeah.
The picture of the fruit bars. It's like this jelly bar or something.
No.
Oh,
no.
It's awful.
No. That sounds worse than actually giving out Almond Joy and Mounds.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're still gummies. They're still gummies. They're just having to be a little bit cleaner conscious.
Dude, those kids want to see Skittles.
Yes.
Nah, can't do it.
They want sugar.
Sour Patch Kids.
No, but like, nah, can't do it. I'm here to help people helping people. And I'm looking out for everyone in our neighborhood. I hope they all follow suit.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that'll happen.
The whole neighborhood is giving out organic fruit snacks.
Yeah, maybe next year it'll be salads on Halloween.
Dude,
give out an avocado.
I was this close to apple slices.
I told him no. He said apple slices to me. I said, Jack, don't you dare your first year in that
food,
new neighborhood.
What is wrong with you, man?
Yeah.
The fourth thing we need to explore more of is Bam's Grand Theft Auto. I want a detailed breakdown as to how this happened, how he got caught, what he was doing. I'll give him an hour in studio. And next summer, whatever, when we're looking to fill some time. Come on, man. Bam's Grand Theft Auto breakdown? That is content I need to hear more of.
Yeah, we just talk about it like it's a normal thing. Oh, yeah, Bam got a Grand Theft Auto. That's how he ended up in jail. I need to know.
Yeah.
I need to know. For sure.
It was definitely not just pulling cigarette lighters out of the car.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, he said he went to jail for pulling out cigarette lighters out of the car. And I said, Bam. And he said, well, also I stole the car.
That's the big one. Yeah. That's probably what did you in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, tell me you were stealing radios out of the car. Remember that was the thing?
Yeah,
back in the day.
Stealing the radios
stealing
out,
a radio
of the car.
Out of the car. Yeah.
All right, the third thing we need to explore more of, and this one is really an existential crisis within the show, but I can't get a read on Elliot if he's team Nova Care, if he's team WIP, because he fluctuates so back and forth. You know, one second he's saying Ken Matula's a lock, you know, head coach Hall of Famer, you know, and then he starts, and on the other hand, he does his job in other ways.
Yeah.
But he's just on the line at all times. He's got NovaCare on one shoulder,
yep.
And he's got us on the other shoulder.
Yeah, the honesty shoulder.
The honesty shoulder.
Yeah, he's got two worms.
He's in a pickle.
Yeah, he's got two worms. He doesn't know what to do with either one of them.
That's right.
I'll tell you what. From his Go Birds stuff, when he's talking about trying to be a part of the documentary, I know where he wants to sort of be at aligned with.
Team NovaCare.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and he wants Sirianni to like invite him over to the house or something. Yeah.
He wants to be like the official Sirianni guy.
I will remind him one thing that I remind everybody in his position, that when his check comes in every 2 weeks, it doesn't say Eagles on it. It says Odyssey. Just remember that. It says the WIP, this is, you know, it's here.
Odyssey,
Odyssey.
That's right.
So,
the second thing that we need to explore more of is we talk often about the falling out between AJ and Jalen.
Yeah. No.
What was the falling out?
I need to know.
Between Donovan and Spike?
I don't think there's a falling out. It's a healthy...
Listen, this year, way different than last year.
Yeah.
You've brought up that how back in the day he used to come to your house at Syracuse. Did he remember that all of a sudden? I was like, that was that guy? And now the rift has started?
I don't think there's a rift. It is weird that he won't let me finish questions and he disagrees with everything I say, even if it's, you know,
like you
provably
and I,
true.
You and I could ask the same question.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference in tone would be very stark.
I thought I asked two questions yesterday that were layups. I try to, with all of our guests, aside from the week that I asked them to say one good thing about the Eagles, I always try to make the first one a layup, the obvious question.
Yeah.
So the two questions I asked Donovan that I thought were layups, the first one, hey, this was the best overall offensive performance of the year from the Eagles. And I got, not so quick.
Not that.
And then I said, well, but the running game, that was the best offense. He said, all they had was chunk plays.
That's true. Yeah.
Donovan, would you trade AJ? Don't. No. No.
No. Never would.
They're not going to do it.
Now, I heard a little of the T.O. PTSD in his T.O. answer.
Oh, yeah.
Because he said, well, they won't trade him because it'll be too much blowback. I think that was a little... They're not going to do the right thing for the quarterback because they're worried about public, you know, reaction to trading the wide receiver. That is sort of what
that's kind of what I read.
Yeah, that's what I read.
Yep.
I don't know what happened with Donovan. You know, you know
what it is?
It sounds like he's having a good time.
Yes.
He doesn't sound mad.
I think he's having a good time.
Yeah.
But he doesn't listen to the show.
Right.
Regularly.
Yes.
Regularly. And maybe he has somewhat of a misperception of you being a anti Jalen guy. So he thinks every question you have sort of has an angle.
Does he know that it was me in New Orleans and not Spike that we were?
Ah.
Well, I hope so. We should send him pictures of everybody.
That's a good point.
Maybe he thinks you are me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, let me tell you.
You might need to tell him.
This dude. I take this guy out with me.
One time.
We're going to meet up with Five. You know what I mean? We're going to have some drinks. And you know, Jack is supposed to be there as a fly on the wall.
Yep.
He's my right-hand man. He's my wing man. We're just hanging. This dude gets in there. All of a sudden, he has to express his opinions about Jalen and the Eagles to Donovan the whole time while we're sitting there.
Yep.
And that led to a back and forth. That I was sitting there like, I can't believe, first of all, Five is engaging in this back and forth.
Yep.
He's done started and he can't stop now. He can't get off the point that he's trying to make.
He can't stop.
You're the best quarterback in franchise history, right. Throwing to Todd Pinkston and James Trash.
Yes.
Look, this guy's throwing to.
He actually did try to throw compliments in there and Five wasn't
hearing
any of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't hearing any
of that.
I know
what I'm doing. Yeah.
All the way back, he's like, man, do you think he really hates me?
Yeah, listen, it's a big old swing and a miss.
What if he thinks I'm you?
I think that's a good point there.
Yeah.
I've been hypothesizing that for a little bit. But the number one thing we need to explore more of was Paul Jalovitz's true calling play-by-play.
Huh.
We have been sent audio of Jolly calling Penn football.
Really?
In 1982.
Holy cow. 82?
This is him starting off the season.
Thomas in the I formation. Paul Smile setting off for their first play of 1982. Takes the snap. Hand off deep. Tamara. He's got about four out of the 37. Penalty flag thrown by the line judge. And off the pitch is stopped for Dartmouth. Tamara taking the ball. Getting a good four. However, the penalty will nullify that. Brings Dartmouth back to their own 28, where it'll be first and 15. John, as you said, Mara, second team All Ivy last year, a bruising sort of running back, 6 feet, 202 pounds. He likes to go through the middle and run people over rather than run around them.
I mean, what a pro.
Wow.
What a pro.
You're telling me they have that audio, but there's no video of Wilt scoring 100?
And then we were also privileged. This is his first touchdown call
of
the 1982 season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Third and four, Jim O'Toole now back in the six. Split wide, Hall, split left. O'Toole motions, Vera drops straight back. Throwing. He's got that Sookie touchdown! Pennsylvania's touchdown, first of the match in 82 seasons, and number 85, Jeff Stolpe. This is a little pass in the right spot. Stolpe taking it out about the one, glancing over to Darvin's player inside. The Quakers take the lead, 6-0, Don.
Ah, see?
Yeah, he's got the old-time broadcaster voice.
Yeah, that sound a little old-timey.
That is terrible audio, too.
Yeah.
What do you want us to do?
Yeah, 1982.
1982.
Wow.
Yeah, Jolly. Play-by-play guy.
I didn't know Jolly was a play-by-play guy.
Wonder what he thought of Maury back then.
We should rehash that.
Yeah, for sure. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Mike in North Wales, you're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Afternoon show. It's nice to talk to you. Never called before. Love the show.
Thank you, Mike.
Big fan. I was a neck roll guy in high school, so hit me a little of that Ike juice for me, huh?
Love it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hit the ride. Went try to go too fast.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
There we go. That's what you should be giving out on Halloween, Jack.
Yeah.
To kids?
Although, I will give you credit, Jack. I think you're actually a genius and you don't know it, because next year you're not going to get any trick-or-treaters.
Ah, that's a good point.
Is that the trick is?
I think they're going to be a hit.
Second-level Halloween thinking. Good stuff. A.J. Brown, I'm torn. I love him. I think we need him, but I can't stand him, and I think we need to get rid of him. The passive-aggressive stuff, it drives me nuts. But,
that's a good term, passive-aggressive.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Come on. Get Big Dom over there and, smash his phone or something. My goodness.
Yeah, well, Big Dom can't stop it, I think he just... This is, and you know what? If he doesn't get traded during the year, which he probably won't, he'll get traded. Right. He's not going to be in the Eagles next year. That would be my guess. The same thing will happen eventually, wherever he ends up going. That would be my guess. I don't know. Maybe he'll get older. Maybe he'll mature. Yeah. But yeah,
they'll great first year. They'll fall in love with him and they'll hate him.
Yeah,
you know, I'm going to get rid of him. So I've done 2,500 weddings as a DJ in my career.
2,500. Damn.
Yeah. 58. I did my first one when I was 18. So,
wow.
I've seen everything, man, including Spike Eskin at a wedding.
Uh-oh.
Spike, you were a guest. I did a wedding in the Poconos last year, I think it was. Your wife was the maid of honor. Lovely gal. Did a great speech.
Her cousin. That was the night of that big storm.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Her cousin, Sue, married Jose. And and I had to leave. I left early and drove home in the worst rainstorm of my life. There wasn't a ton of dancing at that wedding, if I remember correctly.
Kind of an eclectic playlist. So
okay. Yes.
It was a little different. Great couple. Your wife was wonderful. You didn't get out of the seat much, but that's all right.
Well, and I give my wife credit, because my wife knows how I feel about bridesmaid speeches, in that I think they're all horrible and should be eliminated because...
Welcome to my nightmare.
They're awful. And
this is going well.
Well, my wife did a great job. My wife did a great job because she said, but the wedding we were at on Sunday, I mean, so the bridesmaid steps up for the speech, and I whispered, I look at Val, who won't even look at me because she knows I'm making faces, and I'll go, here we go. It started in second grade. I swear that's it. So she gets up there, she's crying. She goes, we were 15, and I was like, here we go. Here we go. We got 30 years to go through on this one.
You're not just marrying John. You're marrying me, too.
Yeah. That's the message. The message is you're not going to take her from me. That is all. The message of every bridesmaid speech is you are not as important as I am to the husband. Yep.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Poor guy. It's like, can I get out of this thing now? Oh, my God. All right. But anyway, so let's go to the music. The whitest music, because I got two. I got the OG and I got the new one hot off the presses.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know if anybody said it. Jack, I think you're 1A with Mr. Brightside. Big, big white dance. But much more for the younger people.
Okay.
If you want to get every white person out on the dance floor, 17 years old, 25 years old, 38 years old, 70 years old, it's Don't Stop Believing.
There it is.
Yeah, there it is. Yep.
That's the quote. Or as some people call or want to request it, can you play Streetlight People for me? Which I just I love when they get the names of the songs wrong. That's
yeah,
right up there with the Maid of Honor toast. So that's the OG number one.
Like,
yeah. But the new one, and all the kids love it, and it makes me want to pull my eyelashes out. Pink Pony Club.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know that one. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's a new one. Who sings it?
Chappell Roan.
Oh, yeah. Chappell Roan.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The white girls especially sing it, and it just wants you want your head to explode. It's horrible. It's just terrible.
Journey's a good tune. I'd sing that one.
Yeah.
I'll sing that one.
But yeah, and you have to be, and Mike, you know, as a DJ, you have to pick the right time, right? Because you don't want it to peak early.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right. And Ike, you were on the money with This Is How We Do It. If you want white people to think they're dancing like brothers, play Montel Jordan.
Oh my God, that is awesome!
They're killing it. Oh, it's great.
That is
awesome, man. Appreciate it, Mike. That is awesome. Being a wedding DJ—that's got to be.
You got to see all kinds.
Yeah, you get to see.
Well,
I'm always impressed by the wedding DJs. They're still like into it. I feel like by the
still get into it. Yeah,
1,000th wedding. You're like, all right, here.
Like him, he's like he's done 2,500 weddings.
You got to put on a good face.
So the wedding he DJed that I was at was Val's cousin Sue and Jose.
Okay.
Something happened at that wedding. I know my wife doesn't want to say what I saw, but something that happened at that wedding that I never saw before. So we're at the ceremony. I'm just saying, I never saw it before. Okay. It was beautiful. I just never saw it before.
Okay.
The groom comes down. The groomsmen come down. The maid of honor and the bridesmaids come down. And then Sue starts coming down. The bride. And who starts singing? Jose.
Jose,
the groom.
He serenaded her.
He was singing.
Wow.
I couldn't believe what was going on. Yeah. I was looking around. I was like, what is going on here? I've never seen anything like that.
That actually sounds like something Jordan Mailata would do.
Yes, because
he's a good singer.
Yes,
he's
absolutely.
A good singer.
Absolutely.
And I don't know Jose.
Yes.
Never even heard him sing.
Yes.
But I would imagine if his wife agreed to that, it was okay with that, he better be a pretty damn good singer. Was he good? No?
Yeah. I mean, I was stunned.
Okay.
Let's put it this way. Val looked over at me, and I was looking at her, my eyes wide. I've never seen anything like this.
I've never witnessed that.
I felt lucky to be in the room when that was happening. I thought Jose did a great job. I think Sue obviously loved it.
Yeah.
But I've never, ever seen something like that happen.
Yeah, listen, and Renee would never even think about allowing me to sing.
You can
imagine.
I would have been too nervous.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So... Well, yeah, but you also have to be able to sing.
Yes.
Does it sound good?
Yes.
This is her wedding video and everything else.
Yes, yeah.
So,
you can't screw that moment.
You got to have some stones to do that.
Yeah, yes.
You
got
to have some stones to do that, yeah.
Yes, and it wasn't just 30 seconds. It was the whole song.
That's a lot.
Well, it was...
He pulled it off.
He pulled it off. They're still married.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, and expecting. God bless him.
Wow.
Coming up next... We have Buzz here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fantasy update. I don't want to do this bit anymore with the Fantasy League. I'm done with the Fantasy League. I saw Scatterboo's ankle. I'm like, all right. I give. I'm done.
Yes,
mercy.
The whole team is injured.
Yeah, mercy. I'm done. So we'll have an update on the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy League coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Crying out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath, and will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Before we get to Buzz, Commissioner Buzz's Fantasy Football League update, an update on the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers Minutes from Everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you allowing yourself to believe in the Sixers again? A shocking 66% say yes. Yes.
Two-thirds.
Commissioner Buzz is here with the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League update. Let's get this done in about 30 seconds. Buzz, go.
Yeah, I know you're very, very excited. So I'll get you out of the way first.
Yeah.
Spike, you were taking on RC.
Yeah.
RC got zero from Jake Ferguson, got zero from Quentin Johnston. Didn't matter. RC still beat Spike 116-80. Spike killing off yet another fantasy star. Yeah. Cam Scataboo.
Yeah.
The season Scataboo continues to spiral.
Yeah.
He drops to 3-5.
Wow.
I don't know what to say with Scataboo out now, too. I don't know how I can come back from all this.
It's a lot.
It is.
Wow.
I'm not making excuses.
No, I would never.
Neighbors, Garrett Wilson, Tyreek Hill, Ricky Pearsall, Cam Scataboo, all done. I don't know what to do.
True adversity.
I don't know what to do.
Every good football player they've had in New York has been on your fantasy team and then got hurt.
Yeah, I don't have Jackson Dart,
but
maybe I should pick him up just to get
just
him.
Just to hurt him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe Pearsall will come back. Maybe Garrett Wilson comes back. I don't know.
Let's get to Jack.
Yeah.
Let's get to this one.
Spike, if you thought you had it bad, an all-time week from Jack.
What a stinker.
One singular guy in double digits, and that was 14 from George Kittle.
But yeah. What was his total?
Tony, hang on, was in last place, won 116-64.
That's tough to do.
Dude,
64.
Dude, this is my lineup. Dak, all right, whatever. I had to pick up Darius Slayton, Calvin Austin, Justice Hill.
Was this a bad bye week?
Yeah,
thing
yes.
For
five
you?
Guys on bye. So yeah. Justice Hill, Kittle, Juwan Jennings, Golden, some guy, Ewa Mullen or whatever on the Titans, and Cleveland. That's it. The 64 points.
Probably was
with a full lineup.
Cleveland, you probably got a bunch of points because all their sacks.
My second highest point total.
Yeah.
Well, you could have left Dak on the bench and played Jordan Love.
But Dak's been cooking.
Yeah, MVP of the league, according to the best quarterback in franchise history.
Yeah. Wow, Jack. 64?
Yeah, that's pretty
64.
Sad.
That's pretty bad.
It's hilarious.
Wow.
That's pretty bad. That fraud team.
Yeah. Smoke and mirrors.
Yeah. Little engine that could.
Yeah. I think I can.
Chug, chug.
I think I can.
Yeah.
Let's get to Ike taking on number 2 ranked Ricky. Got 33 from Drake May, 34 from Breece Hall, 17 from Dallas Goedert, 15 from household name Woody Marks.
Who's that?
Who the
running
hell?
Running back out of Houston.
Exactly.
Okay.
His name's Woody Marks?
Woody Marks.
Yep. That's why I scour the waiver wire.
Well, you always ever searching for... Never mind.
Woody came up big.
That's a good line.
Yeah.
Ike wins 133-103, improves to 2-6.
Hold on, you didn't mention that Jerry Jeudy didn't score any points for me.
Sorry, Jerry Jeudy didn't score anything. He still won.
Didn't do anything. I'm ready to cut him.
Wow.
By the way, also want to point out.
Yes.
Scored the second highest total of points this week.
Yes, you did.
Team is picking up.
You are?
It was a bad week around the league, I should say. That's not to take anything away from Mike. It was just a bad week.
Around the league. Except for me, it wasn't.
Yeah. So what else in the league?
Yeah, other takeaways from the league. George has fallen off the face of the earth. I have texted him three separate times to set his lineup. He had two byes in his lineup again this week.
Which guy's George?
George in North Philly, I believe it is.
He's the guy who called in the one day that Ike was out, and we gave him a trivia question about both me and Spike, and he got them both wrong. But we allowed him in the league.
Yeah, because he seemed like he really cared about the league. Wow.
Well, he had Travis Hunter and the Seattle defense both on bye in the lineup and lost by six.
Wow, only six. He
only lost
won.
By six, but he gifted Marcus a win.
He has a good team. Plays. He was 5-2 going into the week, so he has a good team.
He had two previous weeks where he didn't put somebody in on bye, and he still won.
Yeah.
But it finally caught up with him. So George falls, and listen, we all laughed.
Hold on, real quick.
Yeah.
You said it's been 3 weeks he hasn't set his lineup.
Yes.
So.
He's on probation.
No. He finishes the season and that's a wrap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even if he wins it.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, no. He can't be back.
You can't just not set your lineup every
correct.
Week.
It's the easiest thing.
Yes.
It takes 5 seconds.
And genuinely, if anyone knows George, I've texted him. He just doesn't write back. Tell him to set his lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Or you better have a good. Unless he's doing 30 days in jail.
Or
have a good reason.
Yes.
I mean, God forbid.
We're interested to hear the reason.
God forbid, what if George isn't with us anymore? Yeah.
We're ripping him for not setting his lineup.
Yeah. if you're listening to this, you're part of George's family. So
we're sorry about that.
Yeah, we're so sorry. But could you set the lineup for George?
We got a league to run.
Yeah, we got a league to run here.
And then we all laugh, but is Ike Reese going to make the playoffs? He's creeping up at 2-6.
Wow.
Because the league's so bad at the bottom.
That is true.
Yeah.
They're going to let me in here. I'm going to get in with that sixth seed.
Not if I don't get it.
Is it 17 to make it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why is there 7 teams to make it?
You set that years ago, and we did it last year, too.
Oh, is there one team that gets a bye?
One team got a bye last year.
Okay.
That's all you, Jack. I don't know what you want me to say.
What?
7 teams. There's only 12 teams in the league.
Exactly. I have no idea. I have no idea.
Then I might be able to sneak in and win this. I get Garrett Wilson back.
It was 7 teams
either. It was 7 last year.
The only league in the history of the world that has odd teams to make the playoffs.
I asked about it.
You are the only team in the league. Yeah, this is the only league.
I asked about it last year. Jack's like, no, we've been doing that for years. So
I get Pierce
and we never
back.
Recognized
no, him. No one ever said anything. I mean, okay. I guess the NFL does that per conference 7.
Which is probably why he did it.
He's not that bright.
No.
Yeah. There's no way.
Who are we talking about?
Exactly.
So where are the power rankings?
All right, let's get to the power rankings.
Geez. Get out of here, Buzz.
Well, you give this guy too much rope.
No, I know. Yeah. I know.
All right, we're going 1-5 again. Marcus, after his Mickey Mouse win over George, he stays at 1. Dustin moves up from number 3 to number 2. He got a 145-117 win over Yoshi.
Yeah, he's been chesty, Dustin.
He has been. Ricky, down from number 2. He lost 133-103, as we just mentioned, to Ike. RC, previously unranked, it's a 116-80 win over Spike. He is ranked 4th.
Wow. Is that RC Glenn Mills?
Yes, it is. Yep. And 5th, and this is just by default, is Yoshi. He was previously unranked.
Come on.
Now, this isn't because he's good. It's because I refused to rank Jack after scoring 64.
Yes. Yeah.
And I refused to rank George, who's ahead of him, for not setting his lineup.
Yeah, that's
so Yoshi's
fair.
The next guy.
That's good. That's good commissioner by you.
George should be banned from the power rankings until he sets his lineup.
He is. Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Again, we hope he's still with us.
Yes, if he is still with us.
Banned from postseason play like a college team on probation?
No, he's still eligible, I guess.
Yeah, he's still eligible.
Yeah.
Because he's going to pop back up at some point and be like, oh, my record. Yeah. I'm doing well.
Yeah.
That'd be the
as
first
long
we heard
as
from
still
him.
With us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, if he's not, if you know his password and you can set his lineup.
Wow.
Baker Mayfield's on bye this week.
Yeah. Yes.
He's got him.
He needs to put his QB in there. All right.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Great job, Buzz. 215-592-9494, Yoshi in Brewery Town, the luckiest top 5 guy we have. What's up, Yosh?
What's up, Boo?
What's up, Boo?
What up, Big Ike? Jackie, baby, what's popping? And you know what, Buzz? I love you saying I'm not good. I'm doing what I do every year. I just keep lurking, baby. I stay in the mix. And next thing you know, I'm in the chat, White Ike.
Yep.
That's how I keep finding the loopholes, man. Like, come on. You say what you want to say, man. Say what you want to say. Ah, man. Hey, man, look.
Yes.
What's his name? Will Smith. He ain't been out since he smacked Chris Rock, and he ain't had a black song since the theme song of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I mean, he get jiggy with it, Wild Wild West.
Yeah, I could have named any one of those songs, yeah. Yep.
You know what I mean? Even the black songs he did, what's his name, try to remake, still sound white. Men in Black, what's his name, The Two of Us. He ain't been out since he smacked Chris Rock, man. What's he got a little credibility back when he did that. And Antonio Brown ain't been right since Vontaze Burfict lit him up. That's what happened to him.
Yep.
That boy was mild-mannered. He played his part, what's his name, in Pittsburgh. But when Vontaze lit that boy ain't been right since. That's when he started taking his shirt off and doing all that dumb stuff. And I'm telling you, go back and look at the tape.
No, you're right. Yeah, no, you're right.
That's what it is, man. He's not yep. – He knocked some sense out of it. That way he did. AJ, a prima donna. I think Jalen deserved to be the real MVP for weathering this storm and still carrying this team the way he's carrying it. That's how I look at it. Boo, the Sixers, they feisty. They like a bunch of worker ants on offense. They like a fog of gnats on defense. We balling. Sucker of Love is still pumping, baby. Ike, don't you guarantee nothing. Stay where you at. That's what we want you to do. Real quick, baseball is almost over, but you can still live moments of baseball by copping at ringthebell.com.
Ringthebellbook.com.
You know what I'm talking about. Yep, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, and the whitest song was saying, I got a feeling by the Black Eyed Peas, man. That song.
So
that's a good one.
Yeah, so.
And before I go, yeah. I got one more thing to say now.
Yep.
If y'all ain't seen Ciara dancing at that birthday party, boy, y'all better check it out. It's after 5 o'clock, boy. You know, them kids at home doing homework. Ciara dancing at Ike.
Yep.
Go to shade room, boy.
Why don't you just let me? I got the message when you said it the first time. Just let me sneak into the shade room, man. Y'all don't need to announce that's what I'm going to do.
No sneaking. I ain't told you. Miss Renee listening, she know you're going to look. Look happily, boy. What's saying? We just looking. We ain't taking nothing off the menu. You know what I'm talking about?
Get out of here. Goodbye. Goodbye, Yoshi.
Wow, man.
I Got a Feeling was the only song of my wedding that I prohibited the band from playing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sometimes I hate that song so much, it makes me mad.
I got a feeling.
That's the Mazel Tov one, right? The da-da-da-da, right, Jack? I Got a Feeling?
I Got Black a Feeling.
Eyed Peas. Yeah, Black Eyed Peas. It'd be a good,
good
yeah.
night. Yeah,
hate it. Hate it so much.
Oh, it's great a horrible song.
Great yeah. song.
Sometimes people get a little too precious with the music at their weddings. It's not your playlist. It's to make everybody have a good time.
It's your playlist.
Well, I think people, you got to trust the band a little bit. Mm-hmm. So they said, look, you could try to be cool or you could have everybody have a good time. And I said, absolutely. But still, you're not playing the Black Eyed Peas song. So that's the only one I banned from the wedding.
I bet you were judging the entire time, too.
No, it was totally cool. I actually barely remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like going to weddings
now. You
barely
remember what?
His
well,
wedding.
The wet, it just goes quick. I actually
remember. Did you watch the video?
Well, I remember. I did.
Okay.
Do you know who helped produce the video was?
Whatchamacallit? What was the guy? He was our video guy over there.
No,
right?
It was not Tommy Avalone.
Oh, yeah. That's who I was thinking. Yeah.
No. From NFL Network, our old friend.
Oh, NFL Network.
Mike Garofalo?
No, she.
Colleen.
Colleen. Yeah. Colleen Wolf was working with this video production company or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, the one thing that I do remember from the wedding is the bridesmaid speeches, which were horrible. No offense, Julia. No offense, Susan. They were
two of them?
Horrible. Horrible.
Two bridesmaid speeches?
They went on so long.
They were long.
Yes. I'll never forget. It was going on long. I look at Val, and I gave her the, see, I told you. And I looked over at my friend, his nickname is Metro, we call Michael is his name. And I looked at him, and I looked in the eyes, and I just went like this, shrugged.
I told you.
Laughed out loud. All I heard was them talking and him going, ha, that was it. Yeah, it was horrible. Now, I love them dearly, but sure. Just awful bridesmaids. Just so long, telling so many stories. Oh, we've known you since you were a baby. Of course, you're cousins. Of course, you've known each other since you were a baby. Yes.
He's terrible.
Yeah, Gary and Vineland, you're on WIP.
Yeah, I was at one wedding in the best man speech. I was like, "Do you want to marry him? Like, this is getting too." And a fun fact: me and my buddy actually rearranged the Cure love song, and we sang it, and then the DJ played it.
Wait, you sang Love Song by the Cure?
Yeah, we rearranged it. A lot of my friends are in bands.
Okay, all right. So you're real musicians that did it. You didn't just willy nilly go up there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And then I had a buddy of mine, the DJ. I gave him a picture of my sister-in-law, and I'm like, she's not allowed to request anything. One of those people that would have just like had like a list. She would have took over the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I almost feel like we're living in a bizarre world. The Dodgers boo an injury, and we got the Giants guy sending a love letter out to City of Philadelphia.
Yes, gotta boo.
Yeah.
Did the Dodgers fans boo Springer?
Yeah.
Oh, really? When he got hurt?
They cheered when he got hurt.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the only thing that makes it not a bizarro land is that nobody said anything about it, because if it was Philly, it would be, you know.
Oh, national news.
End of the world. Oh, Santa Claus, see?
Santa Claus. That's still a go-to, huh, for people.
Oh, man. Somebody's got to pull it out.
Oh, pause.
Just like that Betamax video of the Cowboys winning that Super Bowl against the Broncos.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
So I think the whitest DJ, what you call it? Will
wedding song.
The song? Yeah. No, not the wedding song.
Oh, just song. Smith,
that boom, boom, shake the room. Oh, my God. That was like the worst rap song ever.
Oh, yeah, boom, boom, shake the room. Yeah, I vaguely
that's
remember
Will
that
Smith?
Song. Was that Will?
Yeah.
Sounds like it could have been. I remember
boom,
the song.
Shake the room.
Yeah,
boom.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That's Will Smith?
I think he wrote that for our delegation, Slate.
I don't think it's Will Smith. Oh, I don't know this one.
This is Will Smith.
There's got to be another one.
Good one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this is an old one. Yeah. Boom, shake the room. Boom, shake the room.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Boom, shake the room. Click, tick, boom. Y'all ready for me yet? But this is from the good era of
Will Smith.
Of Will Smith.
I like pretty girls at weddings. Is that gonna be his new song?
That was terrible. Yeah. That was from Fresh Prince when he was with DJ Jazzy Jeff, I believe. So,
probably, yeah.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Who's ready to cut a rug?
Elliot, when This Is How We Do It comes on at a wedding.
Wow. I didn't even realize that was DVL.
No,
man.
He's back.
Man.
One more day is Battle.
Is Battle on vacation again?
I don't know.
He's here tomorrow. We're supposed to, I'm going to a concert with him, so maybe
he comes to work when it's time to go to concert.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, deep voice look, DVL. I like it. What's next?
Social media is definitely not a real place. Ike, when he tried to tweet that the bullpen is cooked.
Legendary moment.
He wasn't even around for that.
No, he wasn't. Why would Deep Voice Luke do that?
Yep.
Yes, the bullpen
is cooked.
Yes.
Just imagine that, all one word in a hashtag. Bullpen is cooked. Yep. What's next?
Why is White Homie's shirt so wrinkled? The delegation at the wedding Spike was at.
All right.
Oh, your shirt was wrinkled.
My shirt was not wrinkled.
No, my boy's shirt was not wrinkled at the wedding. Brother. He looked good.
Clean at the
game
wedding.
Game is credit. Yeah. Game is credit. He looked good.
Come on.
The velvet jacket. I loved
yeah,
it.
Yeah, come on.
Loved
Burgundy.
Nice, yeah. Man. Yes.
Yep. Thank you.
Yes. It looked like my birthday jacket.
Yes.
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 Oh, interesting.
Well, Ike looked way better than everybody else at his birthday. Yeah.
I made sure.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Everybody else is like, nah, wear whatever you want. Ike comes in just cooking.
Crushed velvet.
Yeah, like he's going to the Grammys or something. What's next?
Did you used to love fantasy football? Are you kind of over it now, but you don't want to tell your boys? Join Ike Reese for the new Odyssey podcast. Did I win? Hold on, let me check.
He got so excited, he thought he'd beat him.
He thought he'd beat Dustin.
Yeah, I was like, hold on, did I win?
Yeah.
And then now, an hour and a half later, you're like, I'm making the playoff.
That is a great name for a podcast. Hold on, did I win? A fantasy football podcast. What's next?
It wouldn't surprise me if he got several head coaching interviews next year. Elliot, seeing a guy just breathe while standing next to Nick Sirianni.
Yes. Yeah, that was his whole reason. Well, he's Nick Sirianni's right-hand man. Oh, wow. Yeah. Holy
didn't hell. Even want the guy to hide a job.
Yes.
He didn't even want the guy to hide a job.
Now, Elliot did say he thinks he's going to be a better head coach than a coordinator.
He did say that at one point. I'm glad. I can't wait to get. Well,
I guess that's possible.
Yeah, I guess.
You can be a better head coach than a play caller.
Yes, well, we've seen that. We've seen that. He learned it from the best. What's next?
Spike on the Eagles. Oh, God. Backup quarterback podcasts, Chris Sims, sack rates. Spike on the Phillies. Rivalry packs, bad defense, just a dumb team. Spike on the Sixers. Guys, just have fun.
Packs line. No expectations.
Yes. Well, Jack tried to do that with the Phillies.
Yeah.
No expectations.
You did try that.
You tried no expectations with the Phillies.
Yeah, but then they start cooking. Yeah.
Then they're good.
they got cooking.
I'm too scarred from the Sixers' expectations.
You got at least giving till February.
Yeah, last year wiped it out.
Yeah, you're giving the February and they're still cooking like this.
Yeah.
He'll be in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you get me to December, but yeah.
The Costos hits.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Knicks versus Sixers.
Well, because he wants to argue Knicks Sixers.
He does. You can tell. He gets a little.
But I'm not there yet, so I just argue about the Knicks.
Yep. Or the Thunder.
He was arguing about the Thunder. He said they're unbeatable. They're not unbeatable. Do we have Fritz at 6 coming up?
Oh, we got Fritz at 6.
Oh, what do we have? Yeah, what's coming up?
Just give him the extension.
Oh, you are not. Are you really?
Just do it.
Can I be the first caller?
You should be the first caller.
Unbelievable. Is Luke producing?
Nah, Buzz is producing.
Oh, okay.
Buzz is not. Well, Buzz may disagree with you.
Just give.
Oh, he's gonna. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it'll take 7 minutes to say it, but
yeah, it would take a whole hour.
Yeah,
and I'm trying not to talk about AJ.
Give people a break, man.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't want to hear about AJ.
Yeah, give people a break after we do a 4-hour show about AJ.
Exactly. Not to go full jolly on people, but if you want me to talk about AJ, better call in about Bryce.
Yeah. Just give him the extension. I love it.
Just do it.
It's the most Fritz at 6 topic ever. Yep. And then TK will be on after that, so make sure you listen.
Setting the
record
straight.
Counter what Jack just said.
Hopefully. No?
You agree with it?
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
No,
there's no way TK wants to give Bryce an extension.
No.
Just do it.
We'll be back with you tomorrow, same place, same time. Thank you for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey,
can't shout a camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.